Are you ready to open your private practice this summer and make the leap into entrepreneurship? Introducing Make the Leap, our new offering by the Successful Nurse Coaches. Make the Leap is a four-month group coaching program that is designed to help you create your first paid client. Join our experienced lead coaches, Sean and Amy, as they guide you through the Successful Nurse Coach method, helping you create your first paid client in 30 days or less. Not only will you get access to our course that teaches you all the things on how to create clients in a non-icky way, we'll also be personalized mentorship, weekly group calls, and actionable steps to launch your business from just beginning into the paid coach club. Since we are not running new mentorship groups this summer, we didn't want to leave those of you who are ready to begin hanging out in space waiting for the next group to start. This group is a great way for new coaches who have yet to begin their coaching practice or for coaches who have five paid clients or less. This is the most affordable way to work with our team, so be sure to check out the link in the bio. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook.
Welcome to the Successful Nurse Coach Podcast. On this podcast, Laura
and Shelby, both board-certified nurse coaches, show you how to make as much money as you want in private practice as a nurse coach.
Welcome to the Successful Nurse Coach Podcast. Today, it's Laura and I am in my new office. So if you happen to be on YouTube or get to see the video here, and I'm super stoked. I've been waiting for this since I moved into my new house. I've been waiting for my new office to be built. I finally moved in. It feels so good. And what's cool is that when I built this office, it was for this podcast and for video in mind. And I love the dark moodiness, the brick, the more masculine. It's so different than I'm used to being in spaces. I'm used to being in big, white, bright spaces. And it feels so good to be in this darker, moodier, Laura 2.0 space. So welcome to our podcast today. I'm going to be bringing a topic that we did not learn in our original certification, but that it is very prevalent in all the professional coaching that I have received in the last 5 years. And it will definitely be a lesson in the Nurse Life Coach Academy certification that you'll be hearing about soon. So I wanted to bring this episode to you guys because I think that this is an underused tool and deepening process for nurse coaches. I also think it's a more masculine energy to it, this particular skill. And a lot of nurse coaches, we tend to stay in the feminine. And it's because of our training and there's nothing wrong with it. And for the most part, coaching has a lot of feminine qualities to it. So I'm going to teach you about challenging. What challenging is, when to use it. I'm going to give you some case studies. I'm going to give you some examples, and then I'm going to ask you some questions that you can kind of mull over in your own head just to have a pulse on maybe some potential you've been leaving on the table with your clients. So first, what is challenging? So challenging is a request that stretches the client way beyond their self-imposed limits. It kind of shakes up the way that they see themselves. A challenge, kind of like a request, when we request a client to try something, it includes three parts, okay? One, it's a specific action that's in line with the client's agenda. So again, we do not create our own agenda here. We don't challenge people to do what we think they should do. We challenge them in relation to something that we are co-creating with them. Two, what is the conditions of satisfaction if they complete this challenge? And three, a date or time of completion. We do challenging in the Successful Nurse Coach programs by doing things like the 300 challenge or doing the no challenge or the connection challenge, like the name of it. We actually do a challenge. And in that challenge, it's usually way more activity than most people think they can do, will do, or is possible for them to do. And then in completing the challenge, it just expands them and expands their capacity in ways that you can't imagine. Now, in one-on-one coaching, we don't get to do like group challenges. So challenging is kind of bringing that to your coaching container. So for example, your client says, I want to get at least 6 hours of sleep every night this week. And the coach says, that's a great commitment, but I'm wondering if I could challenge you here. And the client says, sure, what do you have in mind? Said, you mentioned a few weeks ago that you got 8 hours of sleep and it felt so good the next day. I was wondering if we can add to your goal that you get 2 nights of 8 hour sleep since you've been exhausted lately. The client, I don't know how I can get 2 nights, but I'll commit to 1 night. I'll have my husband get up with the kids on Saturday. Well, this example is like a pretty mild challenge. We used a challenge to at least expand what the client thought might be possible by challenging with something much bigger. The art of challenging is, it's like a challenge, but it's a lot bigger than what the client thinks they can do. And there's a fantastic term that I learned very early in my coaching career called a BHAG, B-H-A-G. And that is a big, hairy, audacious goal. I have a big, hairy, audacious goal on my board in front of me for something that we're doing. And I look at it every single day and it's broken down exactly how this goal, this happens to be a revenue goal, but it's broken down exactly how it's going to be achieved. I look at it every single day. I meditate on it every single day. I've never not written one down that didn't come true. So I challenge myself in eyesight. This is kind of like the vision board concept, right? It's like if we're looking at a challenge all the time, it's going to expand our capacity. It's incredibly expanding to see something that seems impossible, but to look at it in every single day and get acquainted with it. Okay. The playful term of BHAG is like a great representation of how we can just call somebody forward in our coaching with them. And if the challenge is powerful enough, the client should sit right up and say, no way, I can't. That's too much. Or it's not enough time. Or I don't think I can. Or how, I don't even know how. There'll be like initial resistance to it. If that's the case, then you know you're probably playing in the right area. And oftentimes, we play in the realm of possible, of like creating really reasonable, smart goals. Everything's kind of reasonable. Everything's kind of linear. Everything's kind of status quo. And there's nothing wrong with that. Okay. And some clients, guess what? They don't need to be challenged. It's just the wrong approach to take. But every once in a while, I think that we leave a lot of potential on the table by not shaking it up with our clients, right? So as you become more seasoned, you'll realize that your idea of potential in humans is so much higher than those of your clients. Because once you've been in the self-development world, the coaching world, especially the entrepreneurial world, you realize everything's kind of all made up. And I remember this very clearly when this really hit me. My own potential hit me. I'm going to give you a side story. I've said it before on the podcast, but it's worth mentioning again. I remember probably 8 months after certification, 8 months into my private practice, things were going well. I remember sitting on my couch one day and sensing like that feeling like, oh my God, I can probably do anything that I want. Like if I really wanted to be a surgeon, I could probably be a surgeon. And I don't know why surgeon came to mind, probably because I just always had so much reverence for that role. It just seemed like the most badass thing that you could possibly do, more so than anything else on the planet, because you're cutting into flesh and you're holding human lives in your hands. And probably because at the time I was watching a lot of Grey's Anatomy, to be honest. But I never thought I could be a surgeon. That never entered into my mind. I was a circulating nurse. I watched surgeons. I've interacted with surgeons. It's not something I ever thought I could do. I really subconsciously thought surgeons were special. And when I really examine that belief, I can see where it came from. But sitting on the couch that day, it was clear. It's like, actually, Laura, if you wanted to become a surgeon, you could. It would take a while. It'd take a lot of money, take a lot of time. But if you wanted to be a surgeon, if you wanted to cut people for a living, even if it's right now in your late 30s, you could. Why couldn't you? And that was like my brain unlocked that day. Now, I didn't want to be a surgeon, but I could. I just want to give that distinction. So then the question becomes, well, what do you really, really want? And what would you think about? What would you dream about if you knew you couldn't fail? If you knew anything was truly in your reach? If you could turn off the limiting belief programming in your brain just temporarily and then take consistent action towards something, what is possible for us in our lives is so unimaginably larger than we've been led to believe. When we were children, we believed this. When we were children, we believed we could be anything. And then through conditioning and trauma and life and regular stuff and paying bills and going to school and car payments and whatever, our worlds get shrink and get really, really small. And oftentimes when our clients hire us, they haven't been expanded in any way possible. Challenging is a great way to expand them. It's a great way to create possibility instead of probability. When you're in the business of transformation, hero stories become fresh and frequent in your mind. Like you see this with clients, you have it for yourself. And then your belief of what's possible just gets bigger. And when people spend time with me or Shelby, we have lots of clients that I would say this about. There's lots of coaches I've worked with that are this way. But when you sit and spend time with somebody who has expanded in that way, who truly knows that anything's possible, it rubs off on you. And challenging is an opportunity for you to be that with and for your client. Another thing that's really cool is if you start challenging your clients, you use this effectively and they start meeting your expectations, your own belief in your clients gets bigger, which makes you a better coach. I can't tell you how many times that Shelby and I have been surprised by clients. And so at some point we both realized that anytime we were projecting onto a client what we thought was possible for them, it was usually limiting. It very rarely was expanding. And then we got kind of proven wrong. And now we expect people to do really well. We expect people to be able to expand. Like my heart rate doesn't go up when somebody's freaking out because I just know what they're capable of. I've seen it. There's proof. So the more that we challenge, the more proof that we have that challenging works, the better we become at it. This is a type of coaching strategy and tool that gains momentum as we go. Now, who would we not want to use challenging with? Well, there is a subset of clients that tend to overcommit or overly ambitious and falling up short. We got to be careful with those kinds of clients. We don't want to challenge people to set them up for failure. And for those people, like having unrealistic expectations or dreaming big is not a problem. We don't have to flex that muscle. For those people, we have to bring them back down to earth and probably take a more transactional, systematic approach for them and breaking down something so that it can be done. But this is great for the people that you sense just haven't seen themselves the way that you see them. Clients often respond with like a dual reaction of like disbelief and exasperation while becoming a little bit more embodied in the challenge. This for me, my inner teenager responds to authority. Like if somebody says, Laura, you can't do that. Or Laura, it's going to take more than 24 months to create that. There is a little part of me that's pretty loud that says, watch me. Right? Or if someone challenges me, someone tries to compete with me, you know, whether I'm aware of it or not, there's some version of me that's like, go ahead, try to compete with me. Watch out. Like there's that energy. That can be really useful. If that's present for our client, if that's present for you as you're listening to this, the inner teenager, if she's going to help, I say use her. Be intentional. Be aware, be conscious about it, but use her. I think it's a fantastic source of motivation. Okay, so I'm going to go into some case studies here. Imagine you're working with a client whose particular form of self-sabotage is being too agreeable, taking on way too much, and the inability to maintain reasonable boundaries. And them not being able to maintain reasonable boundaries is what is putting stress on them. This is so common in women. This is so common in female nurses. This is a very common thing that we come across. So you decide to pause the conversation and try something different. So client says, I wasn't able to do my workout this week because my mom needed me to pick up her medications again. Coach says, I hear you. It seems like you're being pulled in a lot of directions. Can I ask you something about that circumstance? So seeking permission, not launching in. Sure, client says. Coach says, if you were busy at work, what would your mom have done to get her medication, right? client said, well, she would have had to ask my dad or her neighbor to help her out, but she doesn't like being a burden. So the coach says, okay, so saying no to her would inconvenience her emotionally. And the client says, well, when you say it like that, I guess so. Coach says, you have said that working out is really important to you. Is it still? The client says, yes, that's why I hired you. I need to start taking care of myself and my health. And the coach says, can I challenge you? Seeking permission again. Client says, sure. Coach, can you say no to everything that interferes with your workouts and health for the next 30 days, no matter what, as if your life depended on it? The client says, a month? But what if someone really needs me? The coach says, well, if it's life or death, I'm sure you'll make the right decision. I'm interested in the 99% chance that it won't be. And the client says, yes, I can do that. I never realized saying yes to helping people was saying no to helping myself. That's a great example of challenging that's not like some lofty, crazy goal of like, I'm going to do 1,000 sit-ups a week, or I'm going to make $1 million this year. Or that's great too. I love those kinds of challenges as well. But you can see how challenging was used here to like really flex this client's ability to prioritize herself. And there's a directness there. You could hear it in my voice when I was pretending to be the coach. There's a directness there that cuts through the BS. There's an energetics there that kind of shakes people out of the slumber. Instead of having the softer approach of like, do you think that you'd like to prioritize yourself some more? You know, whatever. That's not enough sometimes. Sometimes we have to challenge people. Okay, I got a real life example I'm going to use for you guys. And so I'm not going to say who it is, but this is real life. This happened recently. This client says, I really want to get 5 paying coaching clients before the summer. And I said, fantastic. What's an exciting goal? How are you going to do that? Client says, well, I'm going to put myself out there and invite people to experience nurse coaching with me. I said, that's the way to do it. When you say put yourself out there, what does that mean specifically? Well, I'm going to post about coaching on my once a week on my social media. I said, great. How many people do you want to invite to experience your coaching? And the client says, I'm going to invite 10 people every month. I said, okay, so it sounds like you want to post once a week for the next 8 weeks and you want to invite 20 people over the next 2 months to experience your coaching. The client says, yep. And this particular client was super stoked with herself. She was sure that I was going to be excited. I could see the expectation that she was going to get the good girl star. You know, like this is a reasonable goal. She's saying all the right things. It's great. And I said, I'm wondering if I can challenge you here. And she said, sure. I said, can you post 3 times a week about your practice and invite 300 people to experience coaching with you? And the client says, 300, that's way too many. Where would I find the time? And I asked, how long does it take to send a text, a message, an email, or ask someone in person? The client says, I don't know, maybe a few minutes. I said, okay, so you don't have 10 hours to spend on your goal in the next 2 months. I said, well, I have enough time, but it just feels like too many people. What if they all say yes? I said, well, it's impossible for them to all say yes. And if you get too many calls, you can book them out further into the future. But I'm not challenging on anything other than just asking 300 humans to have a free nurse coaching call with you. Can you do that? And the client says, oh, I guess so. Might as well go for it. And that was one of the conversations that we had around the 300 challenge. And you can see there that the resistance was this unreasonable fear that too many people were going to say yes and that she'd get too busy and then it would be too much and that she'd be overwhelmed. So her resistance was to overwhelm. And so her perceived resistance to overwhelm led her to have these really tiny goals, these really incremental goals that would make it very difficult for her to have 5 paying clients in 8 weeks. And 5 paying clients, by the way, for her was going to be over $10,000. So this challenge that I offered her, it was a $10,000 challenge. I think that's another incredible thing to do in some instances, is to really point out what the cost is or what the benefit is. There's lots of ways that in lots of areas of coaching where we coach people and what we do saves them time. There's an upfront investment of time to then save time, or there's an upfront investment of money and time to save money and time. And while articulating a challenge, it can be really helpful to kind of do some of these calculations to then put things in perspective for the client. And in the beginning of this podcast, I was talking about how challenging can be more masculine. And I'm using masculine because it tends to be more direct. And there tends to be a little bit of tension that's held with the coach and the client. The challenge has this a kind of a cliffhanger feel to it. And we don't cut the tension. The coach doesn't. A more feminine approach, it just tends to be softer and more fluid and more open. And that is so appropriate in so much of nurse coaching. I just want to say that. But challenging has a more masculine approach. There's an ask. There's something put forth. We are calling forth somebody's higher potential. And it has tension that kind of surrounds it that we have to get more comfortable with holding. So this is like the interactive part of the podcast that I want to ask you guys. One, have you ever been challenged by a coach or by somebody in a positive way? And how did that feel? I find it makes me feel incredibly loved. I feel so loved when I'm challenged because I feel like somebody really sees me. And when I'm not challenged, I feel unseen personally. I had a one last coaching call with my coach from last summer. He's fantastic. His name's JP Morgan or John Patrick Morgan. You can find him on Instagram or Facebook. He's special. And on my last call with him, I'll never forget, he said, I told him about a circumstance that I had. And he said very point blank to me, oh, Laura, that's not the way that you lead. Come on. You don't lead that way. How do you lead? And he really challenged me. And it was just like that. I mean, I was thinking that he was going to acknowledge how difficult this particular situation is. But he didn't. He really challenged me. He really stood up for me in that moment in a way that made me feel seen and made me feel loved and really changed the outcome of a decision that I made that was really good. So challenging can have a profound impact on our clients, and learning your own way of doing this, using your own intuition on how and when can make you a 10 times better coach. It's just one of those skills that's so fantastic. Second question I want to ask you guys is, if we're your coach, okay, if anybody on our team is your coach and you want to be challenged more, I'm asking you to message your coach and ask for that today. Tell them how you want to be challenged, not the specifics, but say, I really want to be challenged in this particular area. Let them know. And see how it feels if you're longing for that. All right, team. We're at about 23 minutes here. Nice short and sweet one today about challenging. Hope to see you soon and have a fantastic day.